enough, you know the devil's advocates. But the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, the J6 hearing kickoff edition. You know, I feel like a little kid on Christmas morning. You know, like Christmas, like you can get up at 7 p.m. and turn on the J6 hearings. And, you know, right now I'm like in bed at like 4:30 a.m. You know, wait until like Dad said I get up and go open presents.
For me, it's like game day. You know, you know what you're wearing to school today because you're going to wear your jersey. And it's game day, you know. You're going to eat that extra meal on the way out of
Second breakfast.
Oh, yeah. 11 Z's. It's going to be good. It's game day.
You know, I'm wearing like a Devil Radio tie-dye t-shirt, man. I guess that's my game day jersey. And our friend Dominic going to a bar. Where else would Dom go? He's going to the Roman Coin, right?
That's when it's going to be a large event. Go say hi to him.
Well, I won't be saying hi to him because, you know, I got to watch the there are certain games. You know, if they're monumental games, if they're like playoff games, whenever the Packers get to like the NFC Championship game now, I got to watch that one like by myself, you know, because they've let me down so many times of late, you know, deep in the playoffs. And if I go watch it in public, I'm liable to show some anger, you know, show that ugly, ugly, fruity side. You know, that's the way I felt when Mueller was giving his testimony. Like it was like the 4th and 26 play when the Eagles got the first down. Mueller, you just gave up the first down. You didn't capture the imagination of the American people. You just broke my heart, Mueller. So, anyways, I wanted to swear at the TV or the radio, as the case may be.
I know the feeling. I was alone during the snowstorm when the Patriots came back against the Falcons. I was working as a manager of liquor department at the store at the time, and I said, it's a blizzard. Guess no one's coming out here today. I guess I'll just go home and watch the game, which I did, and I was the greatest thing ever because I got to watch the greatest comeback ever and the comfort of my own home. You're right. Being home alone, that's a good idea.
Greatest comeback ever was Frank Reich in the playoffs against the Oilers, man. Warren Moon, Frank Reich, like 35-point second-half comeback.
Yeah, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl, right?
Well, I don't care about that. I'm just saying, stop calling whatever Patriots game you're referencing the greatest comeback ever, because it wasn't.
I know there are many of them during the Super Bowl that they, some they came back, some
may have been the greatest comeback you ever got to watch in solitude and enjoy. Might be the only one you remember fancy. Anyways, we're gonna have a great show, I hope. Alex Lassery, U.S. senatorial candidate, joining us at 4:30. My little buddy Dominic, he's going to join at 4. We got Fancy Brian. We got Evan here in the world headquarters, lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. And we got a little sound preview tonight. You know, there's going to be some live testimony. There's going to be some video testimony, some tapes. Lordy, there's tapes. Well, we're going to give you a little sneak preview. Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House of Representatives. We got a little sound. Now, our source is CNN. CNN originally played this sound. We courtesied them on it. But if you would, Fancy Prime, let's play McCarthy cut number one. Back when the J6 meant something.
I made a phone call to the president, telling him what was going on, asking him to tell these people to stop, to make a video and go out. And I was very intense and very loud about it. He did put a tweet out, and later he did put a video out. I told him I didn't like the video put out later, but the second day I wish that video was first.
Now, here is what Kevin McCarthy thought about accountability, about the prospect of maybe a bipartisan committee, you know, sort of like the 9/11 committee, something that would hold those responsible accountable. Now, later today, you're going to see the Kevin McCarthys and the Jim Jordans and the Marjorie Taylor Greens. You know, the whole hee-haw clan. They're all going to be out there on Fox News. They're all going to be out there spitting and propagandizing. But here's what Kevin McCarthy said, you know, back then to his caucus. Here's what McCarthy had to say about the prospects of holding somebody accountable for January 6th play. Cut to.
I know there's going to be some dark days, and then it's going to get really dark. But the one thing I will tell you, we should take this moment to change course, to improve. But more importantly, we've got to be united with what the Democrats are going to do in the future. We cannot just sweep this under the rug. We need to know why it happened, who did it, and people need to be held accountable for it. And I'm committed to make sure that happens.
Okay.
Kevin McCarthy, people need to be held accountable. Well, Kevin, I agree with you, sir. People do need to be held accountable. And tonight is the beginning of the reckoning. The reckoning. And I hope the language of this committee, you know, we've heard the term insurrection, or even heard our earlier guest, fine guest, Ben Wickler, term this an insurrectionist action. That's what we've been calling it. You know, a couple of seditious conspiracies, maybe some domestic terrorism, you know, but let's also be very, very clear. The evidence that's going to start laying out tonight is for a coup d'etat. This was a coup d'etat. And there's going to be specific evidence, not only, you know, what's the old question? What did the president know and when did he know it? Trump knew everything from at least a month before the execution of the coup, right through January 6th, right through him cheering for the hang Mike Pence. Hell, not only did he know it was going on, he was the central figure. He was the driving force. And I don't mean simply inciting the, let's call them insurrectionists, the pawns, you know, the violent people down at the Capitol, plus the Proud Boys, these seditious conspirators. No, I'm talking about the greater coup attempt. The attempt at, you know, a coup against the vice president, a coup against democracy. It was a multi-pronged attack. It was on multiple levels. I mean, four-level chess, and they wrote it all down and texted it and got recorded because they thought, well, of course, we're going to hold power. And the winners get to write history, right? Well, somehow, the guardrails held. The guardrail that was Dan Quayle telling Mike Pence, sorry, I don't think you can do that. Come back. More Devil's Evidence. Happy J6 hearing day, everyone.
I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
Take responsibility.
Sorry to crush your hopes and dreams.
This is Banana Republic crap.